For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The White House says today will be one of the most important days in modern American history. Donald Trump's due to set out the details of sweeping global tariffs, which are expected to come into effect immediately. The president says he's protecting American workers, but in West Virginia, people are split.
Yeah, I think it'll bring jobs back. Definitely bring jobs back to the U.S.
It's probably going to end up jacking up prices here.
No politician with millions or billions of dollars cares about me or you.
The Met Police has announced it's been forced to make substantial tough choices despite being granted extra funding by central and local government. The cuts will see 1,700 members of staff axed. 23 further women have come forward with new allegations against a Chinese PhD student who carried out multiple rapes while studying in London. 28-year-old Zhenhao Zhou was found guilty of drugging and raping 10 women in the UK and China and filming most of his abuse. An 11-year-old girl missing after she entered the River Thames on Monday has been named as Kalia Koa. She got into the water in East London near London City Airport. A Democratic senator in the US has broken the record for the longest speech on the Senate floor with a marathon critique of President Donald Trump. Cory Booker took to the floor on Monday evening, saying he would remain there as long as he was physically able to. It wasn't until more than 25 hours later that the 55-year-old finished speaking and handed over the floor. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Wednesday, the middle of the week. Nothing middling about early breakfast this morning. Just you wait and see. Lucy Coward here. Hello.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
The Farandole from Bizet's La Lesienne Suite, Claudio Abbado in charge of the London Symphony Orchestra. And Zubin Mehta directed the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra before that as they played Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. We have announced our presence, haven't we? Hello and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM this Wednesday, April the 2nd. Lucy Coward here with you live as usual until 6:30 to get things going. It's been a lovely week so far. Everyone happy? Because of a bit of sunshine. It's literally the talk of the town. So I thought this morning we would head uptown, or downtown, if you prefer, with Elgar. I haven't played you this piece in a good long while, and I love it. It's such fun. So as good a reason as any to dust it off, dust off your finest then, as we are heading for Edwardian London and to play the Cockaigne Overture by, said Elgar, it's the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Zachary Oramo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just fantastic. In London Town, the Cocaine Overture by Elgar Zachary Oromo was conducting the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Lucy Coward with you on Classic FM. Hi there, and we have wended our way to our moment of piano piece, a feet up few minutes or a pleasant pause if you're on the night shift. And if you love the series The Piano, by the way, a new trailer was released yesterday for the next instalment of the show. But today I'd also like to give special mention to 17-year-old South Korean pianist Se-hyun Kim, who has just won France's Long Tibor competition. And this one is pretty unique because you can't win it every year as it alternates between the piano and the violin. So that's it for the piano now until 2027. I therefore thought we'd hear now not only from a man who hails from France, the home of the competition, but who also won a piano contest when he was younger. Jean-Efflin Bavouzet was successful in the Beethoven International Piano Competition. So it makes sense that he brings us something from that composer now. Joye Flambeauvaiset performing our piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM, the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8. And a reminder that our star in the spotlight this week is fellow pianist Katia Buniatishvili. She's performing at the Barbican in London tonight with her sister before returning for a solo recital in June. And you can learn all about her and hear some of her best recordings each evening from now until Friday with Margarita Taylor, who's with you from 4 this afternoon. Jan Wang and Camerata Salzburg bringing us the finale to Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 9. And I've got another gorgeous cello piece on the way shortly on Classic FM, plus news of a musical world tour with a difference.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The third movement of Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata, performed by Alyssa Weilerstein and Einon Barnaten. And prior to that, Handel's Sarah Band saw Paul Bateman direct the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. I see that fellow cellist Hauser has just started an interesting project. He's aiming to become the first in the world to play a song from every country in the world. He says he wants to prove once and for all that music unites every nation, culture and person on this planet. And I think that means he's going to travel to every country in the world to do it, although that wasn't exactly clear and might not be possible. But I imagine he'll try. You can follow his progress on Instagram. Sounds lovely. So in honour of his project and travels, we'll take ourselves now to Central Asia.
Thank you.
The Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with Naomi Järvi on the podium playing In the Steppes of Central Asia by Borodin. And after the latest news, which is next on Classic FM, two fantastic artists will take a turn in the spotlight. First, James Galway, then Einaudi.
Classic FM.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
Hey Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the White House says President Trump is finalising his plans for sweeping new tariffs, which is feared could trigger a global trade war. He's due to announce the measures later today and what his administration is calling Liberation Day. Sir Keir Starmer is ruling out a knee-jerk response, but says the UK will act in the national interest if necessary. Head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the EU's response will be robust.
Europe has not started this confrontation. We do not necessarily want to retaliate. But if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it.
A Democratic Party politician's made the longest ever speech in the US Senate. Cory Booker spent more than 25 hours delivering a fierce critique of Donald Trump's presidency. He's beaten a record set in the 1950s. Public satisfaction with the NHS has hit a new low, according to new data. The British Social Attitudes Survey has found 59% of adults are dissatisfied with the health service. That's up 7% in a year. Labour say they've inherited a broken NHS but are working to improve the service. A French appeals court says it will review the far-right leader Marine Le Pen's conviction for embezzlement. If the ruling's overturned, she could be eligible to run in the 2027 presidential election. And for the first time, the MI5 is displaying items from its archives to the public. The exhibition in London traces the